Hey, we're back doing some things here today, building our future, talking things. I've got other numbers and things, but a few more minutes we need to spend with our good friend John Maynard, who's in studio with us. We're going to talk baseball. I mean, you and I were doing it between breaks there, but we'll get into some other good things before we do that. We've talked about the great numbers that are going on. We've talked about all kinds of things that are happening in the area. And one good thing that we already had some discussion with Wayne Andrews. We had Wayne coming in with the Yotnopatawpha Arts Council, and they're part of this. You mentioned J.R. Love of the McLean Institute, but we really didn't break down with Love a lot about this TVA Innovation Academy.
Yep.
And you guys involved with that, with the Economic Development Foundation. And here again, you know, you mentioned, you know, Oxford in that Polycom was 8 out of over 540 of yep. areas its size. And now TVA only brought 10 communities into this, if I'm correct. And the Oxford Lafayette County area is one of those. Explain a little bit about the Innovation Academy.
So, traditional economic development, as is done in, you know, the Mississippi Development Authority, TVA, Entergy has an economic development group, and they have been doing the whale chasing for years. The idea being, let's go out and find a large manufacturing plant. Let's do everything that we do focused on the idea that we're going to land a large manufacturing plant, or even a 100-job manufacturing plant. But let's focus on the product, where the dirt is, where your highways are, where your ports are, where your airports are, all those traditional economic development things. What they're finding now, and Nashville is living proof of all that, and that the places that companies are actually putting their large plants, their manufacturing plants, their call centers, their headquarters, and things like that are only in places where people are going. They're going to, the Nashvilles and the Austins and the Atlantas, and they're very open about that. They will lead, a search for a new area and say, okay, what's the growth rate? And then they'll go there, period. What is a small community in Mississippi or a small community in Tennessee or in Alabama? What are they going to do? How are they going to measure themselves to be, because we all say the measure of economic development is jobs and investment. Well, yes and no. If we're not looking at the economy like Polycom is, then we don't have anything else we can hang our hat on. So what TVA has done is they've reached out to all communities in the Valley. All communities in the Valley had an opportunity to apply for this academy. Oxford is the only one in Mississippi that applied. Most don't even seem to know that it exists. They just sort of, saw it and didn't think much about it because it has that word innovation in there. They think that innovation is about technology, your technology development. What it is, it's community innovation. It's a new innovative way of looking at economic development for your community. TVA has realized that that's the next wave. Those things need to happen, or else the smaller communities will have no hope, no ability to drive their economic development organization. There's going to be an awful lot of economic developers in those small communities that are going to be out of work because they're going to think they have nothing to do. So at the end of the day, and I said that three times now, and I got to stop saying end of the day. But what TVA is really trying to accomplish is to get communities to think differently about how they drive their economy, how they do what they're doing in a space that is changing rapidly, that you've got new ideas, new ways of doing things, and a whole new way that economies are growing because people are moving to different places because of the place.
Would that be like the big fish, little fish kind of scenario there?
Kind of.
Some?
There's a lot of that. Now, the whales versus tropical fish, like we've been marketing for a number of years here, we've sort of refined that message in the idea that the tropical fish are naturally attracted to a reef where they can live, where they like to be.
Yeah.
And they come on their own, and it's very inexpensive to do that. So this is more along the lines of that, of how you create a community that people want to be in, want to stay in, want to grow their businesses in, want to invest in. That sort of material is what we're really attacking. What's interesting, though, is they asked us to create a team. And you mentioned Wayne Andrews and J.R. Love. Well, it's Alan Kerr and myself as the economic developers, but we also brought in our Arts Council and a representative from the university, and a representative from the university who works in social economic development or entrepreneurial economic development with a social backing. And these are things that are not traditional economic development. We wanted to step outside the box as much as we possibly could. And we are limited to a small team, but other communities looked at this, and Wayne made a comment about it, and he says, well, they really haven't stepped out much outside of their economic development box. And we wanted to be as much of a diverse group as we possibly can. You're limited when you have three,
right?
And Alan and Maven, but at the end, what they're really trying to drive here is the idea that there are more people that influence your economy than just you, and you need to be working with them on a daily basis. And they're people that you may not normally think of in the traditional economic development roles. And that's the whole point of what we're trying to get done. We're trying to be innovative in how we attack our economy. And with the Polycom numbers, where we're ranked number 8 out of 542 nationwide, I think we've done a rather good job. But there's room to – we still want to be number one. We want to do everything we can to get to that number one slot and continue the momentum that we've had for the past close to 30 years.
Mayor, put any pressure on you? You've gone from 9 to 8, John. Let's let's keep shoving, right?
And oddly enough, you know, what's funny about those Polycom numbers is when they first came out, the first release that we got was about mid-January, and we'd gone from 9 to number 14. And I was thinking, well, you know, we're still number 14, but we got out of that top 10, and I was rather dismayed about the whole thing.
Sure.
I was kind of depressed, but that's still huge news. We are still way ahead of everybody else. And for some reason, I went back into the Polycom numbers just to review the numbers after he had officially published the list. I went back and looked at the list, and it said we were number 8. I did a little dance like you wouldn't believe. We not only, you know, we didn't lose 5 spots, we gained a spot, and that was just something that was just fantastic for us.
John Maynard is joining us here, our economic development program on Wednesdays, Building Our Future. So the Academy, is this underway? Is this something that the process has already started?
Yes. It's going to be broken up into multiple sessions, I think four sessions throughout the course of this year. We had our first session in Chattanooga. We went and we learned from the leader of the class, a guy named Guillermo Mazur. Guillermo is a good friend, works in economic development, and he sees things differently, and we get along very well. But we had our first session, and it was all about, okay, how do you think differently about problem solving? And we were a challenged to bring problems to our group and solve them in ways that were a bit unusual. I've been to an awful lot of leadership problem-solving things in my career, and I didn't think that this was going to be anything new, and it really was new. They've come up with some new ways of looking at how you tackle the problems, how you bring different people to the problems, how you determine what is a problem, what isn't a problem. Those are the things that we're going after right now. We expect to go to the end of this thing. We have focused on a specific issue that we have here in Lafayette County. I'm not going to let that what that is until we start get some more refinement on it. But we focus on a specific issue. It may not be the same issue at the end, but at the end we will actually make a pitch to a team of judges, and they will actually give us real money to come back to our community and tackle that problem that we've identified. So it's not only a good learning process, it's not only a good team building exercise for your community, but there's a reward at the end that says, if you do a good job with understanding what we're trying to teach you here, you can go back to your community and make a difference.
Awesome. Let's talk about Venture Launch.
Venture Launch Weekend. We focus very heavily on entrepreneurship in Lafayette County. We have grown significantly because of companies like M-Trade and FNC and Next Gear Solutions and a number of other small businesses that have grown out of their entrepreneurial skills. But we want to offer entrepreneurship to everybody. We think that growth from within, that sustainable growth where people are building their businesses here, means they'll keep their businesses here a lot longer, and they'll attract other businesses to do that. So Venture Launch Weekend, let me pull that up here and give you the dates and times. March 27th and 28th, that's the weekend. We're going to be meeting over at the Jackson Avenue Center in Auditorium A. And it's an opportunity for anybody, if you've got an idea for a business, better if you've got a skill, if you're a graphic designer or a web designer or a software developer or an engineer or an accountant or anything like that, and you want to have an opportunity to possibly get on the ground floor of a company that could grow something. We're going to have people with ideas coming in and pitching their ideas, saying, I've got an idea for the next app or the next widget or the next whatever. And it doesn't matter. It's across the board. It can be anything that you want it to be. But come in and pitch your idea, and you'll develop a team. We really need the team players. We need those people who have the skills to be able to support the idea. But when this thing comes to fruition, you could be on the ground floor of the next FNC. It could be something that significant. So you never know. Excuse me. We do have prizes. When it's at the end of the event, we have a pitch competition, and the teams that win, first place is going to be $500, second place is $300, and third place is $200. So, you know, it's not
right.
Bad money. It's pretty good money to throw at your company. And you get a real opportunity to meet with some real professionals, some people that understand how to grow businesses, and how to make your idea and your business formation really successful.
We'll give you more information on Venture Launch Weekend on this program. We'll share it on the Facebook page as well as it gets closer here at the end of the month.
VentureLaunchWeekend.com will give you all the information
there
you
need.
So VentureLaunchWeekend.com.
We were talking a lot about sports and different things, and I want to get you back on this program because as we talked prior to getting on the air, read a story. It was from Dennis Dodd in CBS Sports. College football attendance is down. All across, the SEC's lowest number since 2000. I think we know a lot of the variables that play into that. But then in that story, it showed Kansas, the Jayhawks, who have won one game or two games and won three last year, being the school that had the highest increase in attendance. A lot of it was students, but nonetheless, the economic development was 13, or impact was like $13 million a weekend on home games. So I know you probably already have the numbers, as we've discussed, but a little homework session before the next one as to how sports actually drives the economy in this area, too. And I guess that could include baseball. This could be a big economic weekend with Ole Miss and LSU playing
Absolutely.
Some baseball, even though, you know, we may have some rain.
You know, I'm from Louisiana, and all my LSU friends that – just for the record here, folks, in Mississippi, I'm from Louisiana. I never liked LSU. And so that ingratiates me to every school in Mississippi.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, that's easy. But the LSU folks travel, and they are fanatical about their teams. And it doesn't matter what team it is, they're fanatical about it. Maybe that's why I don't like them as much, because they're just fanatical, period. But the LSU folks, they show up, they bring money, they spend money, and I can honestly say, because I've got a lot of friends from Louisiana and LSU fans, they love Oxford. Of course, a lot of them are moving here, which is kind of fun, too.
Yeah.
but they love it here. And those are the kind of people that we want to bring to Mississippi to spend money in our communities and foster our economy based on the sports itself.
To be honest, you may see some RVs rolling in today. It is Wednesday.
It is Wednesday.
They get here early, no matter what the sport is. Look, I thank you for coming in and being a part
Absolutely.
Of it today. And we'll do this again somewhere down the road, get some of those numbers. I definitely will be interested in hearing some of those after, you know, listening to some of the things we've discussed. Have a good day.
Thanks so much, Gary.
All right, back in a moment.
Among cancers that affect both men and women, colorectal cancer is the second leading cause of cancer deaths in the United States. If you're 50 years or older, getting a screening test for colorectal cancer could save your life, either by finding precancerous polyps or detecting cancer early enough for treatment. For your sake, for your family's, contact your physician and schedule a screening today. Get better with Baptist.
In 1978, a woman died of breast cancer, and with her, the talents I never knew. She crocheted, she made ceramics, she was my grandmother. So that history doesn't repeat itself, I choose